This is BlackAmericaWeb.com News.
They would have prevented that killing from taking place.
No.
Something you think that will always haunt you?
I don't think it's a haunting. It's always going to be something that happened. The reason I have a clean conscience is because I know I did my job right.
Powered by News One.
Good Wednesday morning to you and happy Thanksgiving Eve. I'm Jackie Reed with your BlackAmericaWeb.com headlines. Ferguson police officer Darren Wilson sits down for his first interview since the death of 18-year-old Michael Brown. He sat down with that one-on-one with ABC's George Stephanopoulos. Now, grand jury decided not to indict Wilson, who is white, in the death of Brown, who is African-American and was unarmed. Wilson said in his interview that he would not have done anything differently on that day that he killed Michael Brown. Wilson said he believes his life was in danger. He also said Brown never had his hands up, despite what other witnesses say. Meanwhile, protesters took to the streets in 170 cities across the nation in response to the Ferguson grand jury decision not to indict Wilson. From Denver to Minneapolis to Atlanta, New York, Los Angeles, Chicago, protests were overwhelmingly peaceful. A police car was set on fire in Ferguson, but the evening was much different than Monday night after that grand jury decision. In other news, a huge winter storm is on its way to much of the nation, making what is predicted to be the busiest travel day of the year difficult and potentially dangerous. Meteorologists predict some northeastern cities could see as much as 12 inches of snow. And how to get away with murder, fans, get ready. The show's star Viola Davis is going behind the camera for a new ABC legal drama. And get this, that drama will be based on the life of Wayne County DA Kim Worthy, known as the toughest woman in Detroit. And those are your BlackAmericaWeb.com headlines.